بسم الله. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad and his kind ally and companions. Know that the belief of the Muslims is to clear Allah from resembling the creations. And Allah Ta'ala has 99 names indicating perfection to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala has many attributes that were mentioned in the Quran repeatedly. The scholars numbered them as 13 attributes, and they said that every accountable person must know these attributes. Before I talk about the 99 names of Allah, I would like to mention those 13 attributes of Allah Ta'ala that clear Allah from resembling the creations and attribute to Allah all attributes of perfection. The 13 attributes of Allah Ta'ala were mentioned by many scholars such as Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Al-Fudali, Imam Al-Jazairi, Imam Al-Sanusi, and the great Maliki scholars and Hanafi and Shafi'i scholars, who stated these 13 attributes. And they are existence, oneness, eternity, everlastingness, non-neediness of others, non-resemblance to the creations, power, will, knowledge, life, hearing, sight, and speech. And all of the attributes of Allah Ta'ala are unlike the attributes of the creations. So his speech is without a letter, without a sound, and without a voice. His hearing and his sight is without organs, without an eye or an ear. His life is without a soul. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. As for the 99 names of Allah, they were mentioned in one hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari, "Inna lillahi tis'atan wa tis'ina isman, mi'atan illa wahidan. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah." Rawahu al-Bukhari. And in another narration, "Man hafidhaha dakhala al-jannah." This hadith means certainly Allah has 99 names, 100 minus 1. Whoever memorizes them and understands their meanings will enter paradise. So here are the 99 names of Allah as narrated and explained by Imam Al-Bayhaqi in his book Al-Asma'u Was-Sifat. Allah. Allah means the one who has Godhood, which is the power to create the entities. Ar-Rahman, the one who has an abundance of mercy for the believers and the blasphemers in this world, and has reserved his mercy exclusively for the believers in the hereafter. Ar-Rahim, the one who has an abundance of mercy for the believers only in the hereafter. Al-Malik, the one with absolute dominion, and the one whose dominion is clear of imperfection. Al-Quddus, the one who is pure of any imperfection and clear of children and adversaries. As-Salam, the one who is clear of every imperfection. Al-Mu'min, the one who witnessed for himself that no one is God but him, and who witnessed for his believers that they are truthful in their belief that no one is God but him. Al-Muhaymin, the one who witnesses the saying and deeds of his creations. Al-Aziz, the one who defeats and is not defeated. Al-Jabbar, the one in whose dominion nothing happens except what he willed. The 11th name of Allah is Al-Mutakabbir, which means the one who is clear of the attributes of the creations and clear of resembling them. Al-Khaliq, the creator who brings everything from non-existence into existence. Al-Bari, the creator who has the power to turn the entities from one state into another. Al-Musawwir, the one who forms his creations in different images, and the one who has no image or shape. Al-Ghaffar, the one who forgives the sins of his slaves time and time again. Al-Qahhar, the subduer who has the perfect power and is not powerless over anything. Al-Wahhab, the one who is generous in giving plenty without any return. Ar-Razzaq, the one who makes sustenance reach his slaves, rizq. Everything that benefits is considered as rizq, whether Islamically lawful, halal, or unlawful, haram. Al-Fattah, the one who opens for his slaves the closed worldly and religious matters. Al-Alim, the knowledgeable, the one from whose knowledge nothing is hidden. In the 21 and 22nd name of Allah Ta'ala, as explained by Imam Al-Bayhaqi, Al-Qabidul Basit, which means the one who constricts the sustenance by his wisdom and expands it with his generosity and mercy. Al-Khafidul Rafi', the one who demotes whomever he willed by his destruction and elevates whomever he willed by his endowments. Al-Mu'izzul Mudhil, the one who gives esteem to whomever he willed, hence there is no one to degrade him. The one who degrades whomever he willed, hence there is no one to give him esteem. As-Sami'ul Basir, As-Sami' means the one who hears all hearable things by his eternal hearing without an ear, instrument, or organ. Al-Basir means the one who sees all seeable things by his eternal sight without a pupil or any other instrument. Al-Hakam, he is the ruler and his judgment is his ward. Al-Adl, the one who is entitled to do what he does. Al-Latif, the one who is kind to his slaves and gives them endowments. Al-Khabir, the meaning of Al-Khabir is the one who knows the truth of all things. Al-Halim, which means the one who delays the punishment for those who deserve it, and then he may forgive them. The 34th name of Allah is Al-Azim, which means the one deserving the attributes of exaltment, glory, extolment, and purity of all imperfections. That means Allah is clear from all imperfection and non-befitting attributes. Al-Ghafoor, the one who forgives in abundance. Al-Shakur, the one who gives ample reward for little obedience. Al-Ali, the one who is clear of the attributes of the creations. Al-Kabir, the one who is greater in status than everything. Al-Hafidh, the one who protects whatever and whomever he willed to protect. Al-Muqit, the one who has the power. Al-Hasib, the one who gives the satisfaction. Allah is Al-Jalil, the one who is attributed with greatness of power and glory of status. So Al-Kabir means the one who is greater in status than everything. And Al-Hafidh means the one who protects whomever he wills to protect. Al-Muqit, the one who has the power. Al-Hasib, the one who gives the satisfaction. Al-Jalil, the one who is attributed with greatness of power and glory of status. So Al-Karim is the 43rd name of Allah. It means the one who is clear of abjectness. Al-Raqib means the one from whom nothing is absent. Hence its meaning is related to the attribute of knowledge. Al-Mujib, the one who answers the one in need when he asks him, and rescues the yearner when he calls upon him. Al-Wasi', the knowledgeable. Al-Hakim, the one who is correct in his doings. Al-Wadud, the one who loves his believing slaves and his believing slaves love him. His love to his slaves is his will to be merciful to them and to praise them. Hence, its meaning is related to the attribute of the will and kalam, his attribute with which he orders and forbids, and with which he spoke to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Musa. It is not a sound, language, or letter. So we said that the 48th name of Allah Ta'ala is Al-Wadud. And we said that Imam Al-Bayhaqi explained that attribute to mean the one who loves his believing slaves and his believing slaves love him. And we said that his love, when we attribute the love to Allah Ta'ala, his love to his slaves is his will to be merciful to them and to praise them. Al-Majid is the one who is with the perfect power, his high status, compassion, generosity, and kindness. That is the name of Al-Majid. It means Allah Ta'ala is attributed with the perfect power, high status, compassion, generosity, and kindness. Al-Ba'ith, it means the one who resurrects his slaves after death for reward and or punishment. And or punishment based on the deeds of the people. So the 51 name of Allah is Al-Shaheed. It means the one from whom nothing is absent. Al-Haqq means the one who truly exists. That is, the one whose existence is confirmed. Al-Wakil means the one who gives the satisfaction and is relied upon. And that is why we say Hasbi Allahu wa ni'mal wakil. Upon Allah we fully rely. Al-Qawi means the one with the complete power. Al-Mateen, the one with extreme power which is uninterrupted. And the one who does not get tired. Al-Wali, it means the supporter. The one who supports whomever he wills. Al-Hamid, the praised one who deserves to be praised. Al-Muhsi, the one who knows the count of all things. Al-Mubdi, the one who started the human being, that is, he created him. So he is the creator of all the creations. Al-Mu'id, the one who brings back the creatures after death. Al-Muhyi, the one who took out a living human from seminal fluid that does not have a soul. He quickens the dead by giving the souls back to the decayed bodies on the resurrection day, and he makes the hearts alive with the light of knowledge. That is Al-Muhyi, the one who took out a living human from seminal fluid that does not have a soul, and he quickens the dead by giving the souls back to the decayed bodies on the resurrection day, and he makes the hearts alive with the light of knowledge, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Muhyi, Al-Mumit. Al-Mumit means the one who renders the living dead. Al-Hayy means the one who is attributed with a life that is unlike our life and is not that of a combination of soul, flesh, and blood. Al-Qayyum means the one whose existence does not end. And it could also mean the one who does not need anything. Al-Wajid means the rich who is never poor. Wajd means richness. Al-Majid means the one who is Majid. Majid and Majid have the same meaning. Al-Majid means the one who is with the perfect power and with the high status, and the most compassion, has the most compassion, and the most generosity and kindness. That is Al-Majid and Al-Majid. Al-Wahid, It means the one without a partner. As-Samad means the master who is relied upon in matters and is resorted to in one's needs. Al-Qadir, the one who is attributed with power. Allah has the power over all things. Also among the names of Allah is Al-Muqtadir, the one with the perfect power from whom nothing is withheld. Al-Muqaddim and Al-Mu'akhir. It means the one who puts things in their right places and he advances whatever he wills and delays whatever he wills. Al-Awwal means the one whose existence is without a beginning. Al-Akhir, it means the one whose existence is without an end. Al-Zahir and Al-Batin, it means the one above whom nothing exists and underneath whom nothing exists. Hence, he exists without a place. His existence is obvious by proofs. He is clear of the delusions of having bodily attributes. It means Allah Ta'ala exists without a place. He does not occupy a place or space, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Wali, the one who owns things and manages them. Al-Muta'ali, the one who is clear of the attributes of the creation. Al-Barr, it means the one who is kind to his creatures, who covered them with his sustenance, and specified whomever he willed among them with his support, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with protection and special mercy. At-Tawwab, it means the one who accepts repentance. Allah Ta'ala is the one who accepts repentance from whomever he willed of his creatures. Al-Muntaqim, it means the one who victoriously prevails over his enemies and punishes them for their sins. It may also mean the one who destroys them, because Al-Muntaqim means who prevails over his enemies and punishes them for their evil doings. Al-Afu, it means the one with wide forgiveness, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also from the 99 names of Allah, Al-Asma'ul Husna, Ar-Ra'uf, the one with extreme mercy. The mercy of Allah is His will to endow mercy upon whomever He willed of His creatures. We ask Allah Ta'ala to endow upon us His mercy. Malikul Mulk, the one who controls the dominion and gives dominion to whomever He willed. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the one who deserves to be exalted and not denied. Al Muqsit, the one who is just in his judgment. Al Jami', Allah Ta'ala is the one who gathers the creatures on a day there is no doubt about, that is the day of judgment. Allah is Al Ghani, He is the one who does not need the creations. That is why Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah does not need any of the worlds, any of the creations. He does not need a place. He does not need time or space or the throne. He exists without a place and without being in a space or place and without limits. Al-Mughni, the one who satisfies the necessities of the creatures. Al-Mani', the supporter who protects and gives victory to his pious believers. Ad-Darru Nafi', it means Allah Ta'ala is the one who makes harm and benefit reach whomever He willed. An-Nur, it means the one who guides. It does not mean Allah is literally a light. Some people may claim that Allah Ta'ala is a light, literally. And that is blasphemous belief, because Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Quran, وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, which means Allah Ta'ala is the one who created light and darkness. So the name of Allah, An-Nur, means the one who guides. Likewise, when we say about Prophet Muhammad that he is Nur, or he came with the Nur of Al-Islam, it means he brought the guidance to the people. And that is why the next name of Allah, the 94th name, Al-Hadi, explains also the first name, An-Nur. An-Nur, the one who guides. Al-Hadi means the one with whose guidance his believers were guided, and with whose guidance the living beings have been guided to what is beneficial for them and protected from what is harmful to them. We ask Allah Ta'ala to guide us. Al-Badi', it means the one who created the creations and formed it without any previous example. Allah is the one who brought the creations from the state of non-existence to the state of existence. Also among the 99 names of Allah is Al-Baqi, which means the one for whom the state of non-existence is impossible. It is intellectually impossible for Allah Ta'ala to have an end. So if some atheist asked a question and said, can Allah have an end? Or can Allah have a partner for himself? Or a son or the like? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ Then the answer would be, it is mentally impossible for that to happen. Therefore, we do not say yes and we do not say no. We say the will of Allah Ta'ala is not related to what is intellectually impossible. So Al-Baqi means the one for whom the state of non-existence is impossible. Al-Warith means the one whose existence does not come to an end. Ar-Rashid means the one who guides. As-Sabur means the one who does not quickly punish the sinners. That's the 99th name of Allah Ta'ala. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the correct creed, the creed of the Prophet and the companions, which is to glorify Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala and attribute to Allah all the attributes of perfection, and to glorify Allah and exalt Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala by attributing to Allah all the attributes and names of perfection, and to clear Allah from all the attributes of imperfection. Allah Ta'ala exists without a beginning, without being in a place, without bodily parts or image. He has no image or shape. He does not need any of the creations. All the creations are in need to him. All the 99 names of Allah entail perfection and exaltment to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and any attribute of imperfection does not befit Allah Ta'ala. Among the attributes of imperfection that do not befit Allah is such being in a place, or needing creations, or occupying a place or space, or sitting on the throne, or having bodily parts, or having organs, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, or changing from one situation to the other. All of these are signs and attributes of imperfection. They do not befit Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala changes the creations, but He does not change. He is the creator of all the creations. He does not resemble the creations in any way. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ وَاللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَعْلَمُ وَأَحْكَمُ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الله تعالى knows best.